Hi, everybody, and welcome to Facebook Live Motivation Monday.
Oh, yeah.
It is actually Holiday Monday, and most people are out motivating them themselves with a beer or something stupid.
Or at the mall.
Oh, yeah, the mall. Yeah, that's
important. Gabrielle goes, we can't go to the mall on President's Day. It's going to be a zoo.
So they ended up where they end up going. I think
the mall.
The mall. Yeah. But this is the challenge. We're working today. Full team working. It's kind of a minor holiday. It's not like one of those big things.
We don't need to rate the holidays.
Well, the banks are closed. I don't know if the stock markets are closed or not, but something's closed.
Yeah.
But the restaurants are not closed and the grocery stores are not closed and the people that want to make money are open.
That's correct. So before we get into it, Jeffrey, let's tell everyone what we're doing here.
Oh.
This is a part of Sell or Die, which is our podcast. If you're not yet subscribed, go to any place where you listen to podcasts and get Sell or Die. And Motivation Monday is our Facebook Live Monday motivation meeting. And normally we have our sales rep, Brent, here. He's going to be joining us on another Motivation Monday later today. And we have a live sales meeting on Facebook where you can ask any questions, give us your comments. I'll turn it on my phone in a second. And anything you want to know, any advice, any motivation we can give to you, let us know what you're hoping for, what you're looking for, and we will be answering your questions. But
tell us if you're working or drinking. That's what I want to know.
Today we have a pretty cool agenda. We're going to read from the Little Gold Book of Yes Attitude. Jeffrey, this is one of my favorite books of yours.
It's one
so
of mine too.
Good.
It is by far. First of all, it's somewhat autobiographical because I have to go through what it took to actually learn to have a yes attitude, and then I had to write it in both the first person and the third person to make sure that it was understandable, number one, and transferable, number two.
Cool.
And you would be amazed. Every single seminar that I do, people ask me to make sure that I talk about yes attitude.
Of course. It's that powerful. And so we're going to read a little bit from the Little Gold Book of Yes Attitude, which the new edition is now available on Amazon.
And it will not start Once Upon a Time. It will go right into the chapter on positive attitude is attractive and contagious.
There you go. And then we'll be talking about President's Day motivation. So what you can do today and all week to get more sales, more business, build better relationships, that kind of thing.
And remember, it's like George Washington's birthday, who never told a lie. Or was that Abraham Lincoln? I got those mixed up.
I don't know.
Washington and the cherry tree. I think that was like, I chopped down the cherry tree, Dad. Okay, George. We'll make you president of the United States. Okay, Dad. Thanks. And we'll put you on the dollar bill. It's pretty worthless. Okay, Dad. Thanks.
All in between, we'll be answering your questions on Facebook Live. So just ask away. Give us some comments. Tell us where you're listening from. Jeffrey wants to know if you're working or drinking.
I want to know if you're working.
And we'll get into it.
Cool. All right. Let's go. You start.
All right. Well, actually, you're going to start.
No, I'm not starting.
Yeah. Well, you are going to start with a little yes attitude.
Argument. Oh. Am I going to read first?
Yeah. Let's hear it while I pull it up on Facebook.
Yeah, pull them up on Facebook. Let's see who's actually paying attention. Okay, class. This is, I feel like I'm reading in front of the third graders, you know what I mean, in Gabrielle's class. Mr. Gittimer.
There you go.
Uh-oh. No sound, honey.
I know.
All right.
It's going on.
Here we go.
All right.
It's the mood. Your positive attitude is attractive and contagious. Positive attitude is the foundation for everything. It's the mood you're in when you wake up in the morning. Think about that. It's the mood you're in when you walk to the bathroom in the morning and look in the mirror. It's the mood you're in when you talk to your spouse or significant other. It's the mood you're in when you talk to your kids. It's the mood you're in when you drive to work. It's the mood you're in when you get to work. It's the mood you're in when you talk to your coworkers. It's the mood you're in when you talk to your boss. And of course, after all of that, it's the mood you're in when you talk to your customers.
It sounds like it's just the mood you're in all the time.
Well, it's an attitudinal, self-inflicted mood. If you think you're going to have a bad day, you're going to have a bad day. If you think you're going to have a great day, you're going to have a great day. So it's, I already knew my mood. My mood is great, and it's always great. And if you know me, you know my mood is always good mood. I don't care what the weather is outside. I always know what the weather is inside my head. sunny, and 75.
Okay, so one of our listeners wakes up in a crappy mood. What do they do to get a yes attitude?
Slap themselves in the face. Go in the bathroom, rub some dirt on your wounds and some cold water on your face, and take a shower and turn the water from hot to cold. That'll give you a wake-up call or a wake-up cold. But whatever you do, why don't you just post some notes on your bathroom mirror that says, I'm the greatest, and yeah. I can do this. Or, you know, even though I'm underpaid, I'm going to overwork. Whatever your circumstances are, give yourself a little bit of a cheer in the morning in the bathroom mirror, because that's pretty much the first place people go.
One of the things people don't realize is how external influences can affect their attitude. So if you wake up and the first thing you do is you turn on your phone and you're listening to the news and you're watching the news on your phone.
Yeah. It's a new thing now. When people wake up, they turn their phone on.
Right. Of course. I mean, I want to see my messages. I want to look at Instagram. I usually go to Instagram first in the morning before the news or anything like that because I follow motivational people. So I want to see pictures of Paris. And since they're 6 hours ahead, my Parisian photographers have posted some pretty cool stuff by six in the morning.
Okay. So you can give yourself a boost by only letting good messages come through first thing in the morning. It's not that hard to do. Follow people on Instagram that are inspirational to you.
I like that.
And let them, and you know, flip on Instagram, show the pictures, like a few of them, and then pee.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. We got a note from Doug over there. So, hey, Peter.
Oh.
Hey, what's going on? Peter's watching with us.
So there's lots of people out there. Look, there are a lot of people out there that are having a good time today. And many of you will say, oh, wow, they had Motivation Monday yesterday. I was drunk on my ass, so I didn't really find anything happening. They're at the beach when it's 64 degrees thinking it's going to be a nice day to go swimming. We were just at the beach. Where the hell were we? Oh, in Destin.
I wasn't there.
I'm sorry. I was in the beach at Destin. It was 68
Wait
degrees.
Wait a minute. You went to the beach?
Right.
You saw sand?
Yeah, sand.
Man, I'm jealous.
Yeah. And
water?
No, yeah, water. There were people on the beach 68 degrees with suntan lotion laying there like it was like 85.
That would be me.
Yeah, well. Anyway, every motivative thing that you have is completely up to you. If you're going to blame it on the weather, if you're going to blame it on their boss, if you're going to blame it on your customers or your spouse or your coworkers, that's the wrong attitude. This is Monday motivation, dude. This is Motivation Monday, dude. And dude-esque, get up off your butt and feel good about yourself first, and then everybody else second.
So let's talk about that. So today's President's Day. A lot of people in our country have off today in honor of President's Day. And they're choosing to take the day off and get those deals or whatever. But why aren't they choosing to close deals?
Well, because they're off and they don't think like they have to. Now, think about it this way. You've already had a Saturday and a Sunday. You probably started Friday night. You had a Saturday and a Sunday. You drove someplace or you went someplace. It's Monday. You're going to have to get back to work on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Pick a time on Monday when you start to get back into the work groove. Don't stay up late Monday night. There's no Monday night football. There's no Monday night anything. It's Monday night you. And so the sooner you decide on Monday that you're going to get ready for your day on Tuesday, the more money you're going to make on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. I mean, today's a great day to start planning for your week, calling on customers.
Yeah.
People are actually responding today on their day off.
I would start to call people two-ish this afternoon, three-ish this afternoon. See if you can catch a couple of executives. See, executives work on holidays. Laborers take holidays off.
So one of our employees today slacked me this morning, and he said, it's Monday. I'm so excited. It's Monday.
We slapped him. Don't worry.
No, he sent me a message on Slack and saying it's Monday. And he was genuine about it, right?
Yeah. Okay. So listen here.
That's the feeling you need to feel when it's Monday. Who cares if your company has the day off?
Right.
Your customers are still buying.
So I'm going to leave you with this tip because Monday motivations. Do we have something else?
Well, yeah, in honor of President's Day.
Ah.
Okay.
Let's make you the president.
I want you to consider yourself the president of your own territory.
Ah.
You're the president of your sales. You're the president of your relationships. You're the president of whatever states or whatever markets you're selling into. And you control the decisions for that. Whether they're going to buy or not buy from you is up to you. and you're the president.
So stop
today,
moaning about
be
politics
your own
and
president.
start taking command of your own personal presidential space.
That's
you can
right.
say hail to the chief. You can play that in your car. You know, dun, 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 and
can
you
can do that again.
Dun, 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 dun. And you can. It's a John Philip Sousa song, by the way. Hail
oh,
the chief.
Okay, thanks.
It's kind of like dun, 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 dun. Anyway.
So while Jeffrey's singing, we want to know what you're doing today. Are you drinking or are you working? And where you're watching us from. So chime in, send us a comment.
Please.
Share this out and tell us what you're doing so we can help.
And don't be afraid to continue to add to this if you're watching this and it's already Tuesday because you took Motivation Monday off.
Yeah, if you're watching this on Tuesday, type in replay.
Yeah.
So we know you're watching the replay.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're listening to it on the Sell or Die podcast,
you know,
and that's
yeah.
cool. Yeah, and let us know what you're doing and how you're going to be the president of your own territory. How are you going to be the president of your sales?
And that's our message for the day. There are other things that I think you should do, but filling your pipeline for this week would be one of them. Making sure that you have some kind of new angle, because oftentimes when you're relaxing, you actually come up with ideas. And you might say to yourself, yeah, yeah, I'll do that tomorrow. No, no, no. Document it today so you don't forget about it tomorrow.
Well, it's the concept that people come up with ideas when they're in the shower. It's because they're
yeah.
relaxed.
Yeah. And so when you're relaxed and you come up with an idea, just document
think.
It and let it roll.
How do you document it, Jeffrey?
I text myself. I did it twice already this morning. I don't want to forget stuff.
What's your name in your phone?
What do you mean? No, Jenny. Yeah. Thank you very
much. Come
kindly.
On. It's so good. You should tell everyone.
Yeah. No, I know.
All right. Well, you We're text not,
that's,
yourself.
That's not happening.
All
but
right.
I can tell you one thing that is happening. And what's happening is you out there in the audience are happening if you make yourself happen. Otherwise, you will let your competitors come over and kick your little cute little butt. And you don't want that. Come on. You don't want your competitor getting in the way of your life. My topic for next week is going to be diversity starts with Instagram.
Ooh.
And you talk about business diversity, personal diversity, fun diversity, family diversity, vacation diversity. And you put a diverse number of photographs up there so that people can see who you are. Or you create a story on Instagram so
like
people
it.
Can see who you are. And that,
I like
that's
it.
My
so
definition of diversity.
We have some comments here. I'm going to fill them in.
All right.
Karen Saravo, hi.
Hi.
From Columbus.
Hi. Christopher Columbus said hello.
Columbus, Ohio.
Oh.
Jeremy Forcier, people hate to be sold, but they love to buy. Get
there you go, bub. Yeah,
people love to buy in a holiday. Get after it, baby. That's right. They do love to buy
in
a holiday.
It's the spirit. You're in the spirit of the presidential holiday, whatever that is.
Yeah,
it's funny. It used to be Lincoln's birthday and Washington's birthday. Then they combined it to one day, President's Day.
Mm.
And so it falls like in the middle.
All right. So Kurt Knutson is working from Kansas City. Way to go. Work.
Exactly.
I love it. Jeremy says, Petaluma, California, working. Just finished a bunch of prospecting and now listening to you. Thanks for the nuggets. Thanks for listening.
It's a pleasure.
Darcy Allen says, working on the Monday mop-up from Cranbrook, BC, Canada. Cool.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Karen says Crown Services is working because our customers are working.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
That's a really good one.
Yeah. We're working because some of our customers are
exactly.
working.
Exactly. Both of
but
our customers
you know what?
Working.
Even if our customers weren't working, we would be working today because we love what we do.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so get out there and motivate your damn self. And we will be back at you in a short where please subscribe to Sell or Die.
Mm-hmm.
Please go buy yourself some Death Wish coffee, which will motivate you even more. I'm about 3 cups into it this morning.
Are you really?
Yeah.
That's a lot of coffee.
I know. I only drink
I've only
six
had
ounces.
One cup so
I've
far.
So I've had 18 ounces of coffee, 3 times 6.
It is 18, yes.
It is, yeah. So please go and have a great time today. Wherever you, if you're working or you're having a holiday, treat yourself exactly the same, like gold. And my name is Jeffrey Gittimer. I am actually the writer of The Little Red Book of Selling. And to my right is the fabulous...
I'm Jen Glockow, founder and CEO of Sales in a New York Minute.
And we will be back at you on Tuesday for our normal issue of Sell or Die.